Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you remember last week, we spoke about a little California boy who got a brain-eating amoeba when he was swimming in a Northern California lake. Now we have a North Carolina child that died from the same type of amoeba. So USA Today has reported a child from central North Carolina was swimming in a private pond when he contracted an amoeba, Naegleria fowleri. Now, to protect the family's privacy, no further information has been released. But in a statement released by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, they state, our heartfelt condolences and sympathies are with the family and friends of this child, said state epidemiologist Zach Moore, MD. Although these infections are very rare, this is an important reminder that this amoeba is present in North Carolina and that there are actions people can take to reduce their risk of infection when swimming in the summer. So this amoeba, this parasite causes something called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, or PAM. And sadly, PAM is a killer. Not many people survive. In California last week, we were told of David Pruitt, a little 7-year-old from Tama County. He was swimming in a lake. He was hospitalized. He suffered severe brain swelling. Couldn't do anything. After about a week or so, he ends up dying August 7th. So PAM is an infection of the central nervous system, more specifically the brain and meninges, and it's caused by an amoeba called Naegleria fowleri. And we hear of these cases a little bit, they're rare, really rare, but we hear of these cases a little bit more now because of the warm weather, the warm water, the summer play. You have summer camps and water parks. And so this is kind of, the amoeba likes warm water. Now, people call it entamoeba. That's a different amoeba. This is Naegleria fowleri. Entamoeba histolytica is an amoeba that goes into the entrails, the GI system. It can travel to the brain and then secondarily cause a meningoencephalitis, but PAM, or the primary amoebic, that's usually by Naegleria. So the Naegleria is an amoeba that's found in warm freshwater lakes, rivers, and what it likes to do is it likes to feed on bacteria. It's a parasite, and amoebas are much bigger than bacteria, so that's what it feeds on. And it gets the bacteria in the warm, dirty lake beds. So it doesn't want to swim around. It wants to sit still, but it can swim around. It has a little flagella. It has a little, it's called a flagellated stage where it could actually swim. And so if nobody's been into the lake and nobody's touched the silt, they'll sit there. But once you have a bunch of people jump in and then they step and they, you know, kick stuff up, then the amoebas get disrupted, come up into the water. Then when somebody goes underwater, it can travel into their nose. When it travels into their nose, it finds the olfactory nerve. It travels along this nerve because it's small enough to be able to, and then it goes up the nerve and goes into the brain. When it goes into the brain, it starts to chomp. It starts to eat. Because, again, it's an amoeba. It wants to eat. The body senses it, so the body starts to wall it off. Well, whenever you have a foreign body or something wrong, you know, something that's not supposed to be there or something causing injury, you swell, like a swelled ankle or a swelled knee. Well, there's only so much swelling your brain can handle. You start getting a headache, fever, fatigue, vomiting. It could then progress to neck stiffness, light sensitivity, hallucinations, seizures. You could go into a coma, and sadly, you can die. Now, early symptoms can surface anywhere from 1 day to 9 days post-exposure. So I don't remember what I did last week, let alone 9 days ago. So oftentimes, PAM, this primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, is misdiagnosed as something else. Oh, my kid has a migraine. Or my kid, you know, maybe he's starting some meningitis, and nobody realizes until a day or two later that this could be the amoeba. And by then, it's already caused destruction. So according to the CDC, only 4 people in the U.S. out of 148 have ever survived Nigeria filaria infection that they know of. Now, that would be the time period of 1962 to 2019. 5 survivors have been noted in all of North America during that same time frame. So how were they treated? Well, they were treated with an experimental anti-parasite drug called miltefosine. They were also put under hypothermia. Their body was cooled. Remember, this amoeba likes warmth, warm water. So cooling the body could also possibly slow down the amoeba. 2 children were able to make a full neurological recovery. So how do you prevent it? Well, we've also seen people get this when they irrigate their nose doing neti pots using tap water. So even though there's a lot of religious rituals sometimes that might mean, you know, you getting into water or irrigating the nose or whatever, you know, make sure that you use clean, filtered, sterile water. Don't be putting tap water up in your nose. If you are going to swim underwater in fresh water, try to avoid going underwater or using nose clips because the Naegleria fowleri go through nose clips. And interesting, some pools might have a sign, not all of them. I'm looking at one, it says, do not allow water to enter your nose. Naegleria fowleri and amoeba comets of thermal pools may enter, causing rare infection and death. Now, some people say, all right, I'll be good, I won't go underwater. I can't tell you how many times a brother or a sister, right, try to pants you or something, or you trip, or I would get the nose clips, or I would avoid, you know, those warm springs. It's so frustrating because it's a beautiful time of year. This is when we want to get out there and enjoy nature. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's always exciting when doctors kind of get their panties all up in a bunch and they start to disagree with each other. You know, I don't really like drama, but I like to listen to both sides and just to see what could be, you know, why we have differing viewpoints. You know, I mean, I understand that Republicans are on one side, Democrats are on another. I get that. But when it comes to doctors and when it comes to people who are very, very well educated, you would think most of us would kind of be on the same page when it comes to COVID, when it comes to the vaccine. So apparently this booster announcement it was not taken as calmly as I think the Biden administration had hoped. So a professor of microbiology and immunology at Columbia University, Dr. Vincent Ranicello, said that Biden's administration's decision to order a booster shots for vaccinated adults, quote, doesn't make any sense to me at all. He says, I think it's way premature because the science doesn't say that we need to have a booster right now. It could be a year or two depending on the data. Then a Dr. Ravina Kular, infectious disease specialist, epidemiologist, and adjunct faculty at David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, told Fox News, in my opinion, a recommendation for all individuals to have a booster dose starting 8 months after an individual's second mRNA dose is too soon. So I don't like to think that doctors are, you know, politically charged. Doctors of anybody in this country are going to be, you know, quote unquote, following the science. When I heard about the boosters, I had a much different criticism of it. As far as, you know, people want the extra protection, let them have the extra protection. If third shots are showing it increases immunity, fine. Whoever wants it can have it. I just had a little bit of an issue because I don't think they were ready. I think the announcement was premature because people start calling me going, okay, where can I get my booster? When can I do it? And I'm like, not for another 32 days. It's, well, then why did they mention it now? Well, because, you know, Afghanistan's going on. They had to come up with something, right? They had, if boosters are coming and they're not ready to do it now, they wanted to have a different headline temporarily. So my issue with it was, you know, my criticism is don't be using the boosters, you know, as a political protection. We have to be very, very careful with our COVID headlines. Right? A third shot booster for immunocompromised or those who want it needs to be explained to physicians, needs to be explained to people out there saying right now this is not, again, FDA approved. We don't have the studies, but of your own risk, we have some extra shots available. And if these are shots that you want to use and your doctor thinks is a good idea, here's the data. We're still not ready to officially put our seal of approval on it. That's fine. But instead, because of all the turmoil going on and all the bad headlines going on with Afghanistan and Americans being stuck and it being pretty scary, it was, yeah, Jill and Joe Biden are getting their COVID booster. Well, some doctors like, okay, wait a second here, hold the horses. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is going, whoa, wait a second. Really, rich Americans are going to be getting a third shot when we have poor countries that don't have it? So this is how I feel, all right? This COVID Delta variant is a scary one. And our current vaccine regimen is doing pretty good, okay? I think we all can agree. It's doing pretty darn good. Not as good as we all hoped, but it's doing pretty darn good. We're keeping a lot of vaccinated individuals out of the hospital. Sadly, unvaccinated individuals are getting hospitalized more. But we still have breakthrough cases. We still have vaccinated individuals getting sick with COVID. You know, our goal with any vaccine is to minimize death. The idea of eradicating COVID from the planet, I think, not happening. We hoped it would have a similar course as the first COVID in 2002, 2003, but I think that's moot. I think we've kind of learned that, no, this is going to be here to stay. So I think vaccines are going to be necessary. I think we are going to need a more vaccine variant specific sort of vaccine. We're going to need something if these spike mutations start to be very common and consistent, we're going to need to tweak the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine for those spike mutations. And I will definitely support a yearly COVID shot, you know, assuming it's still safe versus what we're kind of what we're doing with flu. But in terms of a third shot of what we got in December and January, well, that's all we have right now. So if it is providing protection, if you like it and you're digging it, again, this is voluntary. That's why make it voluntary. Get rid of any mandates. If you think you want it, you know, you could have it. But I would suggest, right, I would suggest that if anybody is denying their vaccine and doesn't want it, rather than not letting them eat at a restaurant, rather than not letting them go to school or not letting them work, why don't you take that vaccine and donate it to Kenya or Sudan or these countries where they still are having issues vaccinating the public? We could vaccinate ourselves to high heaven. But when these poor countries, sadly, get these surges and it spreads, and then it spreads to other countries, and those countries, people from those countries come to us, we're going to get it all over again. I mean, we are going to be having thousands of Afghanistan refugees coming here within a matter of days to weeks. My guess is they aren't vaccinated. So all of these Americans that don't want the vaccine, rather than punishing them, take their vaccine and give it to the refugees. Take the vaccine and give it to the migrants that are coming over. But my criticism with the way we've been doing the vaccine is not criticism of the rollout. I think our health departments have been awesome. I credit our public health officials. I credit the Trump and Biden administration for getting the vaccines out. But I don't like the idea of these mandates. I don't like the idea of these scare tactics. And I really don't like the idea of an announcement for a booster that doesn't really include everybody to be used as a weapon to stave off bad headlines from Afghanistan. We have a bunch of Johnson & Johnson people writing going, what, so do I get a booster? What? Well, we don't have that yet. Again, America had to get that headline out this quickly. Well, maybe make the headline when it's a little bit more closer to the date. We still have another 31 days until people could get their booster. Maybe wait a couple weeks and say, all right, guys, now we have it figured out. This is what the Johnson & Johnson people need to do. This is what the Moderna people need to do. This is what the Pfizer vaccine recipients need to do. Now, the other issue that we have, which is why some doctors are a little worried, is we are doing these vaccine mandates. And we're doing these vaccine mandates to protect public health. So if you're now insinuating that somebody is not going to be immune at the 8-month mark, does that mean those people can't go into Allegiant Stadium, or they can't go into the restaurant, or they can't go to the concert? You need to get your narrative straight. I'm for I'm for the boosters. I'm for the vaccine. I'm not for the mandates, and this is why. If you're going to start having vaccine mandates, then what happens to those who are now, they're at their 8-month mark now, those who got vaccinated in December? So do they now get kicked out and discriminated against? They're now considered, quote, under-vaccinated. This now brings up a whole bunch of questions. What do you do with the people who've gotten one shot, the people who've gotten two shots, now the people who've gotten three shots? You can't put that on an employee. You have 16-year-olds trying to work at these places, and you're putting it on them to take on the rejection of somebody because they might not be fully vaccinated. Don't get rid of the mandates, and you're going to simplify some things. Well, if you don't, then there's going to be people that could be walking around spreading COVID. Well, you're already kind of saying at the 8-month mark, people might not have immunity. We already know that there's studies saying vaccinated people could spread COVID. So why don't we kind of get our story straight here? Then another concern we have is some people are thinking, well, those who haven't gotten vaccinated, now look at this going, wait, you're telling me I need three? It's hard enough to get people to come in for one shot. Then to get them to come in for two. Now they're hearing, what, I need three? So I think the booster announcement could have been done a little better. And again, please don't weaponize it, because, man, the last thing we need is COVID being considered something as a distraction for politics. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, You don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No flights have taken off out of the Kabul airport in Afghanistan for at least 8 hours. Two officials saying most of the refugees have been relocated to Qatar, but it has now reached its capacity. The U.S. is working with allies to find other locations in Europe and elsewhere to send the planes. The Fed Reserve has indicated it could pull back on economic stimulus as early as later this year. However, Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan tells Fox Business the impact of the Delta variant of COVID-19 could change that.
It's affecting ability to hire workers because of fear of infection. It's certainly limiting, we think, production output and maybe exacerbating supply-demand imbalances.
Kaplan saying that COVID-19 has taught him to keep an open mind. You're listening to USA Radio News. One airline is extending their no alcohol on planes policy.
American Airlines has extended a ban on alcohol sales in its economy class until at least January. The new date is in line with the federal mask mandate for public transportation that was also extended through that date. American Airlines had previously extended a ban on the sale of alcohol through September 13th. Southwest Airlines is the only other airline currently prohibiting the sale of alcohol. The airline doesn't have a timetable to resume alcohol sales after reverting plans to lift the restriction on most flights by July 14th after a passenger physically assaulted one of its flight attendants. The FAA announced civil penalties totaling more than $1 million were levied against close to 4,000 unruly passengers just since January. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember I told you that somebody found a hornet, you know, one of the scary murder hornets that would decimate bees? There was another sighting. Well, they think they actually found the nest. This is in Washington State. Now, I don't know if there's just one nest, but this is a big one and could be involved in hopefully stopping the catastrophic disaster to bees in the area. So we're being told that the first nest of the, they call them the Asian giant hornets, but I think they're going to eventually change that name. to make it more politically correct, but they're murder hornets that were originally isolated from, you know, the continent of Asia, but we'll just call them the murder hornets, have been found in Washington State. The nest was discovered east of Blaine, Washington, approximately 1/4 mile from where a Blaine resident spotted the year's first live hornet earlier in the month. This is according to a statement from the Washington State Department of Agriculture. They say WSDA officials, along with the Oregon Department of Agriculture and USDA's Animal Planet Health Inspection Service, found the nest after netting 3 hornets and fitting them with tracking devices between August 11th and August 17th. Now, I know some people are cringing, going, oh, my gosh, how scary. That would be cool. I actually, even though I'm scared of bees, I would love to say, that's one of my bucket list things. I would love to say that I actually put a tracking device on a hornet. I wish they gave us a picture of what that looked like. So after tracking, being able to get 3 of them and tracking them, because they've held traps, they've had traps, they even used civilian trappers to help with this. One hornet led the team to the nest, so he's getting in trouble now. Another slipped out of the tracking device, and another was never located. Oh boy, he went rogue. So the government agency tweeted that reported sightings have only happened in Whatcom County, so it's promising that previous eradication efforts are working. They say teamwork has been the key to success with this effort, according to WSDA managing entomologist. They say whether it is the public reporting sightings and building traps or state and federal agencies working together, this is really a model for success for invasive species management. The WSDA said its entomologists will now form plans to eradicate the nest sometime next week. Okay, I would have nuked the sucker yesterday. Why are they waiting till you found the nest? Don't wait till next week. Bazooka. I mean, what do you need? Blow that sucker up. They say despite the cause for celebration, WSDA said there will be more nests, and it's relying on the public to report sightings at agr.wa.gov/hornets in Washington State. You can also email hornets@agr.wa.gov or call 1-800-443-6884. Oregon is also on alert. They could suspect sightings at the oda.fyi/hornet report. So a Marysville resident had found a dead bug on June 4th. Now, they didn't know if this dead bug was from the season before or not. An entomologist determined it was a male. But after they looked at its DNA and coloring, they believed it was unrelated to the Whatcom County or Canadian murder hornets seen in 2019-2020. So that put them on alert that they better look for a more active nest. So they said the new finding highlights how important the public is to fighting this invasive species, which can decimate entire hives of honeybees, which are already under siege from mites, diseases, pesticides, and loss of food. So, you know, for what they're trying to say is they need you. So if you're like me, right, where remember there was a scorpion in the house in my lemonade pitcher, and I start freaking out, I post it on Facebook because I'm scared. My husband's out of town, so my son comes down. He's in his underwear, and I'm like, we have to kill this. We got to take it outside. We have to whatever. So we try to kill it, and then, you know, we step on it. You got to be careful because when you kill a scorpion, if you don't clean the remnants, other scorpions follow. And it was just really, really scary. And, they want, if you see a bee or wasp like this, a murder hornet, to reach out, let them know. Don't just freak out and go, well, I go to Facebook. So if I lived in the area, just follow my Facebook. So going back to what these suckers are, in June, the resident from Snohomish County found a dead one. And then there was another sighting found last month. But they're from the Vespa mandarinia genus and species. It's large. It's native to East Asia. It's known to kill 50 humans a year in Japan alone. And they can deliver 7 times the amount of venom as a honeybee. their stinger can even pierce a beekeeper's suit. I have a video of a mouse and how quickly it killed the mouse. This was a 2018 video of a hornet taking out a mouse. Really sad. So what they do is they like to eat honeybees, and they decapitate them. So they wait for the honeybees, who are kind of tired from their long day. They hijack them midair, use their jaws to decapitate them, and then they bring the rest of the body back to their nest and feed their young. Well, we need honeybees. We need honeybees for our flowers, for our plants. I know, you know, when you don't bug the bees don't bug you. That was because of honeybees. Honeybees don't want nothing to do with us. They're like, let us do our thing and bzz, off. Yet these hornets, they like to eat them. So they have asked for people to help them. So it is bee season, right? 5 to 7% of our population is severely allergic to bees, which means we could go into anaphylaxis. Whether it's bee venom or wasp venom, you need to be careful. The venom is clear, colorless, bitter. It's injected when a bee feels threatened. It's comprised of various proteins and enzymes that can cause inflammation but also prevent clotting. These proteins can induce an allergic response, like in a human. The venom, you know, shouldn't be fatal as for one shot, but you get multiple stings, it could be venomous. One report cited 90 stings for a small child to kill one, and 600 stings could kill an adult, giving you enough lethal levels of bee venom. So a beehive, if you run into a beehive, that's enough to get venom toxicity. So with mild bee stings, you want to clean the area, put soap and water, use cool compresses to decrease swelling and pain. Medications such as antihistamines or corticosteroid creams could help. Make sure your tetanus shot is up to date. You definitely want to get your tetanus shot prior to getting stung. But if at all you think it's severe, you better get some medical assistance or call 911. So what would a severe reaction look like? Well, severe itching, difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing, swelling of the lips, tongue, or throat, severe swelling of the sting area, dizziness, rapid heart rate, feeling faint, abdominal pain, chest pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Now, the symptoms don't have to happen all of a sudden. They can happen hours or even days later, so you need to be prepared. So bees don't want to be bugged. They want to collect nectar. If you're not sweet or flowery, they're probably not going to go to you. So don't be sweet and flowery. Avoid the perfume. Avoid the sugary drinks, the vape scents that can attract the bees to you. If you're outside, try not to walk barefoot. I've stepped on a bee. Use socks and shoes. Wear long shirts and pants to cover exposed skin. Avoid wearing bright colors, but also avoid dark colors. Pale, non-vibrant colors are less attractive to the bee. Because again, bright colors, you know, they think it's like the flowers. Dark colors, they think they can hide there. So bees may hide from the sun and predators in plants, trees, under objects. So try to avoid these bushes and things like that. Then you want an EpiPen on board, just to have an EpiPen around, just in case you do get allergic. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell him I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so thank God this got stopped and this isn't happening. And I don't know what's getting into some doctors' butts, but when I hear that doctors are even flirting with the idea of turning people away or stopping care, discriminating against people based on vaccination status, I can't think of a more, you know, backwards, reverse, ill-conceived notion as that. And it's just unfortunately reiterating the point that some people think they're doing something good-heartedly, and they just don't look at the whole picture. You gotta look at the whole picture. And so a North Texas doctors group had said in an email to members, and the memo got leaked online, that vaccination status could be taken into account when determining which COVID-19 patients get beds in intensive care units. If the region experiences another crisis, this North Texas doctor group was discussing how maybe, you know, only the vaccinated get the ICU beds. The memo from North Texas Mass Critical Guidelines Task Force was leaked to the Dallas Morning News. I believe they backtracked and they're not going to move forward with it. The memo had basically said, since vaccination vastly improves a person's chance of surviving COVID, a patient's vaccination status could count as a plus or a strike when determining whether they get an ICU bed. But it could not be the sole factor. Now, the guidelines were designed for a level 3 crisis stage, which Dr. Fine, a co-chair of the task force, told the Dallas Morning News could happen in 2 weeks. The task force guidelines are not enforceable, but are generally followed. Now, shortly after the Dallas Morning News published a story, a spokesperson for the task force, according to Insider, did walk back the memo. Thank God. Dr. Mark Casanova, the director of clinical ethics for Baylor University Medical Center, told NBC Dallas on Thursday that the memo was meant to help guide doctors in triaging patients in limited situations. Then they told NBC that it was just a homework assignment that members could respond to. He said going forward, vaccination status would not be among the factors that hospitals would be told to consider when triaging patients. So this is where, and again, I'm not trying to, you know, say that people are obtuse or anything like that, but I think, you know, I'm able to lend, you know, some clarity on the subject because I'm licensed in multiple states. I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi, and I speak to patients who had chosen to not vaccinate. Many of them are black. Many of them don't live near a hospital. They don't live near a medical center. So even if they can get the vaccine, they worry if they get a side effect, how are they going to get somewhere? Even though I'll respond like, well, look, you know, if you get sick with COVID, you know, you're far away, so, you know, you might want to get vaccinated to prevent COVID. But there's a lot of reasons why many people are not getting the vaccine. Some, they just don't want to miss work feeling achy. So somebody wealthy that has access to the vaccine, doesn't have to worry about work, doesn't have to, I mean, you know, you might see a lot more wealthier people, you know, get vaccinated. In fact, there were people that were when the vaccine was rare, bribing and buying their vaccine. Yet we still have tons of people out there, and if we see even in poor countries, not have access to the vaccine. So when you hear that there are doctors like that one in Alabama, that Dr. Valentine, saying, posting a picture bragging, going, I'm turning you away if you're unvaccinated. Or you hear a group of doctors saying, we're not going to allow you ICU access, so you're not going to allow kids, you're not going to allow blacks, you're not going to allow people who are underserved, that makes no sense. Now, again, this is what we discussed yesterday. For the cause, these doctors want to look like they're, you know, using their umph and their strength to help the vaccination cause. There's lots of ways to help the vaccination cause. I'm working with two pre-med task forces, pre-med students at UNLV, UNR, to help spread education, you know, increase access to the vaccine for college students. You don't have to mandate. You don't have to threaten. You don't have to discriminate against anybody. We don't have to be bigoted. We don't have to be biased. We don't have to be un-American if you want to help increase vaccine awareness. But I get that some doctors want to make it look like they're doing their part. And I get that some doctors think that people are being hesitant because they're being stubborn, you know, when it comes to the vaccine. Well, now that we've had the booster announcement, you see many doctors going, okay, this is going to now really hurt vaccine hesitancy because people are going to be hearing, well, wait a second. If it doesn't work after 8 months, let me try and get natural immunity. Even though the studies are showing vaccination provides better immunity, now people are just not convinced. There's still millions of them not convinced that vaccine is the way to go. So, yeah, if they get COVID, I get that people are upset. But the problem is, as a doctor, is I took an oath that if you made any stupid decision, it's still my job to treat you. So if you're smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, I'm not to judge. I'm supposed to take care of you. If you ate hot dogs and bacon and sausage and ended up getting colon cancer, I took an oath. I'm going to take care of you. If you got stupid and you got into a car after drinking and you ran into a wall and you come into a trauma center, I'm supposed to, if the trauma center is full, we're going to ask each individual, wait a second, what brought you here? I need to think if you're worthy. That's not what triage is. Triage is we fix who we could fix. We help who we could help. Now, I get the question is going to come up, and we're going to have to give doctors guidance. What do we do if ICU beds or respirators start to become far and few between? I think there might be some better options than to go, you know what? If you're unvaccinated, it's on you. I just don't think it's a good optic on what people are doing. And I think maybe people live in certain communities and they just feel that, oh, yeah, the unvaccinated are only Trumpers. Okay, I think we've all kind of come to realize that those people who have not gotten a vaccine aren't necessarily anti-vax, and they're not necessarily Republican. I mean, that's a stretch. There's kids. There's young people. There's some people who don't like needles. It's frustrating to me. So what I advise any health official to do is before you start going into bigotry and discrimination and try to turn people away and get yourselves caught on camera looking completely, you know, bigoted, what you should do is, you know, come up with other plans on what to do, because we are having vaccinated individuals come down with COVID. And if a vaccinated individual comes down with COVID, are people going to, well, you know, you probably should have worn your mask, but I did wear my mask. What about these vaccinated individuals with fake cards? We have millions of COVID fake vaccine cards out there. Expect vaccinated individuals, quote, vaccinated individuals, to come into your ICU too. So that means you're saying somebody who didn't lie, who was truthful and said, look, I didn't get the vaccine. I was scared. I couldn't afford the time off. Is going to be chosen over somebody who has a fake vaccine card? We doctors aren't supposed to be judging. We help all. That's why we took an oath. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.